To Life Journeys with Serena. Happy Monday. Happy Halloween. We have a new moon in Scorpio happening this Friday as well, and we're also going into November. What a big week. And wow, there is so much to talk about today. Just a quick update on me. I am now 8-ish months pregnant. We're getting into the final countdown. Baby and I are doing really well, and I just want to say that I always really appreciate all of the love and the kind words that we get in the chat room, and it's been just so much fun to share my journey through this pregnancy on my show, and I love that you all get to be a part of it with me as I experience this wonderful roller coaster. These next couple of weeks are going to be filled with a lot of our final preparations. I'm definitely in a full waddle these days as well as I go from project to project in our house. I'm spending a lot of time preparing food for our postpartum period, and I'm stocking my fridge and my freezer as much as I can. And it feels very seasonal as well. It feels like it lines up with this time of year. I love being able to slow down as we get into fall, as our days get a bit shorter, and connect with really healing foods. And it's something that I look forward to every year. So it feels really right that this is also the time that I get to prepare myself and prepare our home for this giant change that's about to happen. But I wanted to open up the floor for any of you, if you, whether you have kids or not, if you have some favorite recipes that you love to make in large batches, or, and this is whether it's soups or lasagnas or cookies. Please let me know and leave them in the comments. I'm always looking for something new to try, and I am trying to have as much variety as I can for those postpartum weeks. So yeah, and then so last week I had the joy of being a guest on Raven's Rabbit Hole on Wednesday, and it was just so much fun and so incredible. And I wasn't entirely sure which rabbit hole we were going to dive into, but we had such a wonderful time talking about Halloween and the energy that surrounds this time of year. And we ended up going into a bit of a deep dive into the Salem witch trials, which is just such a great topic to get into and was so wonderful to chat about with Raven. And I'm a bit of a history buff, so I'll always talk your ear off about everything there. If you want to hear more of our chat that Raven and I had, you can always go to the downloads page on one, two, and you'll find it under Raven's Rabbit Hole, and it'll be that last episode there. But my great experience on Raven's show, which I knew would be wonderful, her energy is just incredible, and we always have such a great time when we chat. But my whole experience of just diving into the rabbit hole got me thinking that there is so much to talk about around everything having to do with Halloween and the energy, the way that the energy shifts around this day, and the way that we shift a little around this day too. And it led me to think about the ways that so many of us lose our inhibitions on Halloween, right? Whether we lose our inhibitions by trying something that we wouldn't try any other time of the year, like a séance, or trying something new sexually with our partner. It seems like a lot of us feel a bit bolder around Halloween and lose some of those fears, kind of throw caution to the wind and take on this new freeing persona. And I think it's something that we all should take advantage of. So today, this is going to be my Halloween themed show where we will dive into a bit of history and a bit of Salem as well, and but also talking about fantasies and talking about sex in our relationships, and something that I'm really looking forward to jumping into. And for those of you who are listening for the first time, I want to invite you to chat room, which you can access by going to 12radio.com. That's the name. And as I am now a producer as well on 1-2 Radio, I will make sure to get you into our little chat room if this is your first time. And you will scroll down and see my banner, which is me on the beach with my pup. And go ahead and leave a comment in the little comment section underneath that banner. And go ahead and post any of those favorite recipes if you have them, but also if you have any questions, I would love to be able to connect with your energy. And I will be taking readings today if that's something that you feel pulled to ask about. And I am refreshing my Facebook page right now, so sorry if you all are already in there. It's taking a second for it to load up for me. Hold on. Let me see if it will let me connect. Hold on. Sometimes you have to refresh Facebook a couple of times to be able to get in. And let me just make sure that everything is up. Quelly is here. Okay, I got in. Thanks for your patience, you guys. Quelly, oh, I so love it when you're able to catch me live. Thank you for being here. Monday blessings, Serena and baby. Thank you, Quelly. I appreciate your love. And I always love having you here. So, for anybody else, please go ahead and leave a comment in the chat room, and I'll make sure to check in throughout the show. But before we get into our topic for today, I do also like to do a general reading for anyone who is connecting and listening in. So whether you're listening live, or if you're listening to one of our replays, or if you found this in the download section of the radio, this message can be for you. And I just love it as an opportunity to connect with everyone's energy a little and to allow energy and spirit to speak through me and make sure that if there's anything you need to hear, that I'm able to convey that message. So for the general reading for you all today, it seems this whatever change you have been considering bringing into your life, or if there is a shift that you've been anticipating or waiting for, anything that you're able to do to jump into this change, to jump into this new experience, go for it. It looks like the path is wide open for you. And if there's something that comes to mind immediately, then that is what this message is for. If this is a change in your career, if it's a change in your relationship, if it's a change in your friendships or where you're living, whatever this yearning that you're feeling for some sort of shift, consider this energy's permission to for you to jump off that cliff and to give it a shot. Yeah, it looks like wonderful green lights are waiting for you there. Yeah, that is everyone's general reading for today. And again, if you want a more personalized reading or a general reading of your own, go ahead and just let me know in the comments and I'll make sure to get to them before the end of the show. But for today's Halloween themed show, it's so heartbreaking. And well, the thing I want, there's so many things that we could talk about around Salem. And the thing I want to focus on is this concept of the feminine connection with nature and with energy. And ever since Raven and I dove into the rabbit hole of everything around Salem, this concept has really been on my mind and I haven't been able to shake it. So I figured I'd give it a bit more of my attention today. And I, for a bit of context, I was actually a history major in college. I just loved learning about history, and I still really love reading about and talking about history and how we can see the impact of things from centuries ago in today's world. And one thing that I truly believe about the Salem witch trials is that if they had not happened, that our world would look entirely different, especially when it comes to women's rights and to medicine. And so much of what women were persecuted for through the Salem witch trials had to do with the very natural relationship with nature and with the wisdom that they had of how to use herbs and the natural world to heal both our bodies and our minds. And this is only one aspect of the giant topic of the Salem witch trials, but it's something that I think is often overlooked. And this connection with nature that women had, it's something that gave women at that time a lot of power, which obviously terrified both the church and local governments. So it is something I really find myself thinking about a lot, because I really do think that our relationship with medicine as women today is something that would have been entirely different today if this hadn't happened. And I also, for those of you who've listened to my show before, I could talk about our relationship with Western medicine as women as we shift through these many phases in our lives forever. So these feel very intimately connected for me. And the thing that is so saddening is that there's still so much shame around what we experience as women. Right, from our periods to so many of the details of pregnancy to the whole postpartum period to menopause, there is so much shame, and we're expected to keep quiet through a lot of these parts of our lives that end up taking up most of our lives. And we lost so much knowledge and so much wisdom from the women who we lost during the Salem witch trials. And it feels like we're just now starting to get some of that wisdom back. We heal from the horrors that those women went through. And I can't help but imagine what our world would look like today if those women hadn't been silenced. How much further would we have understood that intimate connection with nature and with our own bodies if we still had the wisdom from those women that we lost? And when I say the feminine connection to nature, this isn't something that ex women exclusively experience. There are plenty of men who have that feminine ability to connect with nature, and it isn't something that is inherently gendered, but it is a quality of that connection that is rooted in feminine energy. And I think it's an important distinction to make, because it isn't something that exclusively women have access to. And it has nothing to do with the genitalia that we have. But it is an energy that we tap into, whether we're men or we're women. And it's something that is so beautifully powerful and has been feared for a long time. And I think we talk about how much progress that we've made in the past century, in women's rights, but there's still so much fear or taboo around women being truly empowered in this connection to nature. And while it is a lot more accepted today to be able to say, oh, I'm a green witch, or I am a witch in whatever context that you identify, there's still so much taboo and shame and misunderstanding there that I'm really looking forward to seeing what kind of other progress that we can make, because it would be wonderful if this was something that was not only okay to say, but was a dynamic in a relationship with nature that was encouraged to explore. And I think it's something that as children, we very naturally feel connected to, that exploration in nature, the curiosity in the world around us. And if that curiosity and interest was encouraged, I think we would all be a lot better off. And so, to bring everything back to our Halloween topic, I do love that Halloween brings up all of these different topics, right? Even if they don't directly seem related. But for me, the connection between Halloween and Salem is Halloween's history definitely changed around Salem and the way that Halloween was celebrated and All Hallows Eve was celebrated and accepted. I think it became a lot more stigmatized after the Salem witch trials. And it's something that has a really ancient history where the energy around this particular day, around October 31st, is different. That energy is so different on that day than it is the rest of the year. And it's something that it used to be very normal to tap into. And it used to be very normal to take advantage of the beauty of that energy and that thinner veil between realms. And once the fear was brought in around the power of these witches and the power of these women, whether they identified as witches or not, any sort of connection with that energy was seen as evil, was seen as negative. And it's something that definitely still impacts us today. And so we have both a very heavy history with Halloween and what is a very light and fun and exciting relationship with Halloween today. I think a lot of people first think of the fun and the exciting and the costumes and being able to be playful and be goofy and, it being such a wonderful holiday for kids. That's normally the first thing that comes to people's mind, and that heaviness kind of sits in the background. And for me, I definitely feel the thinner veil between realms that people talk about experiencing during Halloween and on October 31st. And it always makes me feel so connected to the history around it. I feel the ancient traditions and all the different ways that we have interacted with this day over the centuries, and it definitely leads me to be more introspective. And I always get very focused on setting up my home to be the most loving and safe space. And whether that is some years I fill it with Halloween decorations and fall decorations, and some years it's as simple as bowls and wonderful food and just resetting our energy. And to experience that bit of fearlessness that I think we all are tempted to feel at least at this time of year. And I think that can show up in our lives in a lot of different ways. And however that manifests itself, whether it's reflecting on the women who we've lost over the years and the privilege that we now have to be able to speak about these things on live radio, and the progress that even if we're not as far as we would like to be, we have made progress here. And I am absolutely so grateful for the ability to speak this way and be safe. And there's a lot of opportunity within the energy around Halloween. And I want everyone to think about how you can harness that, how you can take advantage of it. There's a lot of incredible ways that we can try new things and have new experiences, and whether that be in your relationship or with new activities that you want to try. Have you never gone to a haunted house? Maybe give that a shot and see what kind of experiences you have. Maybe connecting with energy in a way that you haven't before. Maybe connecting with yourself and your own energy in a way you haven't considered before. I think something that's really powerful about Halloween is I do believe that it opens up doors for manifestations to be more poignant, more palpable. And it allows us to, it almost just feels like an invitation to say, I dare you. Wish your biggest wishes. Dream your biggest dreams right now. What are the things that you want so desperately that you're afraid to say out loud? It almost feels like a dare. And it is. It's that playful, daring energy that is so real on October 31st. The energy feels different. It literally has a palpable different feeling for me because it feels like it's that little daredevil experience of what would happen? Like, what's the worst thing that could happen if I gave this a shot? What if I actually manifested that I would make more money next year than I ever have before? Because I've been so scared to manifest that with because the fear of it not happening is more powerful than the hope that it will. Letting go of that fear is an incredibly powerful opportunity, and the invitation to dare to do it is incredible. Right? You can If you've been too afraid to manifest a loving relationship that you feel like you've been waiting for too long because you're just tired and you're so worried that it's just not going to happen, maybe it's an opportunity for you to say, okay, maybe I'm not going to be afraid on this Halloween. Maybe I'm going to be bold and dare to manifest your wildest dreams. And it's something that we aren't always aware of how deep that invitation can be. And I think it's something truly powerful that I hope everyone is able to tap into. And I'm just going to check in on the comment section before we take a quick break. And oh, Renee is here. Hi, Renee. I love having you in my live shows. And Judith is here. She says, hi, Serena. I dog sit for a Canadian couple who are expecting their first grandchild. Their daughter, Beth, presently living in New York City, is expecting December 6th. Oh my gosh, that is so incredible. Okay. And she says, any thoughts, messages for the family, and in particular, my job, looking after two dogs in a historic house, 1912 mansion full of life, past, present, and future. Wow. Oh, Judith, thank you so much for bringing this question into the chat room. Let me first check in on your friends who are expecting their first grandchild. Oh, my. A wonderful Sagittarius baby. Wow. Well, I'm actually picking up on some worry about this baby's arrival. And it feels rooted in that maybe in other complicated births or complications that have come up in the past around this generation. It feels very like it doesn't actually have much weight in the current situation. It doesn't feel like a high-risk pregnancy. Doesn't feel like a birth that should have this worry or anticipation around it. So it seems as if the loudest message coming through right now is to let go of those fears. If there's any anxiety or if there's any worry around this birth, it looks like it is unfounded. It feels like this baby is ready to come into this world. Seems so excited to be here. And that fear is not going to serve the family in that sense. Seems like the baby is well taken care of. And of course, be smart in all decisions and, listen to your doctors and make sure that the mama is feeling comfortable and is, number one priority in that sense of her mentality being as clear as possible. But any worry that seems to be based on previous births, on previous experiences, can be let go of. That baby does not deserve that worry coming into this world. And that is by far the loudest message coming through for your friends who are expecting their first grandchild, which is so exciting. And as for your job, it looks like, let me check back in on your question. Any thoughts, messages for the family, and in particular, my job, looking after their two dogs in historic house 1912? Yeah, I can feel the history in this house. This house is beautiful. Goodness. I'm actually feeling a lot of light and a lot of warmth in this home. It seems like with any sort of potential complications that come forward with the job, with you taking care of this space, just make sure to navigate it respectfully, in terms of the house's energy. It seems like the house itself feels almost autonomous. It feels almost like a separate person or a member of the family. And that awareness and respect will go a long way. So that's the message for your current position in this family. I'm so glad you were able to check in and ask a couple of questions, and I'm so excited for your friends in that family. That's so wonderful. Okay, you guys, we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I will, of course, continue to check in the chat room and answer any other questions that you all have. And then the rest of our show is going to be focusing a bit more on talking about taking this opportunity that of the daring energy that Halloween presents to bring it into our relationships and talking about the opportunities that come up to us through these relationships to spice up our life a little bit and bring in something new and exciting. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes. right, everyone, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that. I love that song. That just feels like it fits the energy so well of everything we're talking about today. And sometimes I feel like I say this, I am saying this every time that I take a break. I take a break to, I am very pregnant, so I can't go very long without needing to run to the bathroom real quick. And it's a wonderful opportunity to reset the energy with a bit of music. And I always end up just loving the song so much and having a great time. Before we continue our conversation about taking the opportunity of Halloween's energy and applying it to our relationships and to our sex lives and everything, I do want to just check back in on the chat room for you guys, because it looks like we have a bit more action going on. And oh, Judith responded saying, thank you so much. The mother of this twin had a difficult cesarean back in the day. Oh my gosh, gave birth to two wonderful Geminis and is married to a Sagittarius banker. Oh, wonderful. I know this baby is so special. And then she says, Mr. Bidwell's Hallgate's house. Yes, it is. I think everyone is still there. Yes, it definitely felt like it is a full house full of wonderful energy. So you are spot on with that. And I'm so glad that I hope you're able to pass along the message to the mama-to-be. She clearly is a wonderful, wonderful energy. It seems like she's just so ready. And if she's able to let go of that fear, that's just going to make her whole labor and birth that much more pleasant and enjoyable, as much as it can be. So thank you so much for asking that question. I love being able to connect and having a baby so close to my own. We're just days away on our due date. That is so exciting. And okay, oh, Pamela, oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for being here, joining late. I don't care. Whenever you're able to jump in, thanks for being here. And okay, you guys, we're going to jump into another great topic around Halloween. And there's so many conversations that we can have about Halloween, and a lot of them can be heavy, like the one I just had about Salem. And it can also be really heavily focused on energy and the heaviness there. And I don't think that Halloween's energy needs to be heavy. So I wanted to talk about a really fun aspect of Halloween, because one of my favorite things about Halloween is that it's a great opportunity for all of us to play, and play in a way where we may not usually allow ourselves to. And this is one aspect of that daring, beautiful energy that I was talking about popping up on Halloween night or Halloween day or the days around Halloween, where we all feel a little bolder. And sometimes that just shows up in a way where we get a little goofier, or we try on a fun costume, or we watch a spooky movie that we wouldn't normally watch. And everything just feels that much more playful and open during this time of year. And I really see it as a wonderful opportunity for all of us to try some new things. And I mean this especially when it comes to relationships. And yes, Halloween can be oversimplified, and we see all of the quote unquote slutty Halloween costumes and people taking this opportunity to be a little wilder than usual. And that is wonderful and all fun. But I want to talk about everybody else. If you're not feeling this energy of being bolder and using it as an opportunity to dress up as a slutty nurse, right? How else can you bring this energy into your life, right? Why shouldn't everyone take up this opportunity to go dress up in a way where we normally wouldn't dare to, or bring in a conversation with our partner that we normally wouldn't be bold enough to bring up, or just allow ourselves to have fun and let go? And really, what better opportunity to introduce a new idea or to just be playful with your partner than the energy around Halloween? And a big part of this conversation that I want to jump into is actually about sex in your relationship. And so often we get stuck in the same pattern or the same routine with our partner. And sometimes when you desire something new or something different, it can be really hard to express. That can be a really hard conversation to have. And I think that's because there's so much fear and tension around this worry that if you tell your partner you want to try something new or try something different, that they'll worry that they aren't enough, right? Or maybe they'll worry that if they aren't able to step up or change or, immediately jump into whatever you're talking about, that you'll go find that something new or that something different with somebody else. Right? There's so much ego that is involved in sex that it can be hard to remember to step back and simply listen to what your partner is telling you. Because at the end of the day, if your partner is coming to you saying, "I want this new experience," that isn't about you. That's about your partner's desires. And the ability to step away from your own ego and listen is really powerful. And the other side of all of this is it can be really intimidating to talk about your desires or your pleasure this way, especially if it's something that you and your partner aren't used to talking about. And all of these different factors, all of these different fears and worries and egos and experience, I mean, it can make talking about introducing something new into your sex life so challenging and so intimidating. And this applies to all conversations around sex, right? If you have a hard time talking about sex with your partner, chances are you're going to have a hard time bringing a lot of conversations into your relationship. And this can be everything from trying a new position to introducing toys to just talking about your sexual fantasies. Right? Like, no matter how small or how simple the conversation may feel, it definitely makes sense if it feels really hard to be vulnerable this way with your partner. And even if you and your partner talk about your sex life and your desires all the time, there's always the chance that bringing up this one random desire will feel more challenging or more intimidating than you would have expected. And this is when Halloween is so wonderful because I think it really does give us an open door or gives us permission to have an easier version of this conversation. Right? I think if we're able to tap into that bolder energy that we're invited to experience, the conversation may be a lot easier to have. Or there's great opportunities for you to experience this together and talk about it later. Right? For example, if we're talking about sexual fantasies through the context of costumes, that can make the conversation so much less intimidating. And I mean, let's look at some examples, right? This can look like so many different things. And if your partner says they want to dress up as a doctor this year, maybe there's opportunity for some new foreplay or even some role playing to experiment with. Or maybe you have a favorite musician or a favorite actor, some celebrity, right, who your partner knows that you think is attractive, right? You could suggest that maybe your partner dress up as that celebrity. And then maybe you'll dress up as their fan or or whoever the celebrity's partner is, and you can play out that fantasy. Or maybe it's as simple, your partner may ask you to dress up as a cat, and there's fun and goofiness and playfulness there. Who knows what it's gonna be? Whatever your interest is, there's no shame in it. And maybe if dressing up in costumes or role playing aren't things that get you excited, right? Maybe you love the rush of adrenaline. And you can watch a maybe you watch a scary movie or you go through a haunted house with your partner. And the thrill of getting scared and the adrenaline that rushes through our bodies can actually open us up to be more adventurous and more experimental. Well, and now if you hate scary movies and you hate getting scared, don't try this. I'm not saying this is for everybody. It probably won't work for you if you already just hate the experience of that adrenaline rushing through your body. But for those of you who like that adrenaline rush, it could be something fun to try. It could be an invitation. And all of these are goofy examples, but they're all ways that we can harness that bolder energy. that we have access to around this day. And I hope that it can inspire you to get a bit creative and to see what sparks a bit of interest in you or in your partner. And if fantasy or role playing are things that have never turned you on or who that they just haven't ever seemed that interesting, consider that maybe they are for your partner. And they know you aren't interested, so they don't bring it up. Right? That can be such a big block in our relationships is I have this fantasy or I have this desire, but I know that doesn't interest my partner, so I'm not going to ask or I'm not going to bring it up. But one of the most incredible things that we can do as sexual partners is find joy in our partner's pleasure. And this truly opens up so many doors in your sex life. Right now, I'm not saying put your partner's pleasure above your own, not at all. I'm also not saying to try things that you're uncomfortable with because your comfort should always be the first priority. That doesn't mean don't get adventurous, but you know what your what the boundaries around your comfort are, and that should be respected. But what I'm talking about is that first time that you experience seeing your partner get lost in pleasure that you also get to participate in, right? Whether or not you're also experiencing your own sexual pleasure in that moment. It can be so wonderful and so empowering and so connecting to be able to experience and watch your partner have this incredible experience of pleasure, whether or not you're also feeling that pleasure in that moment. So whether maybe the role playing or the costumes or something isn't something that turns you on or makes you excited, but you get to see your partner's face light up. You get to see that excitement there. And that inevitably, based off of how deep your connection is with your person, will bring you pleasure, will make you excited, will spark something inside of you. And if this isn't something you've experienced before, right, consider how it would feel for you to be fully lost in pleasure. Maybe you're fulfilling one of your sexual fantasies, and your partner is selflessly right there creating this experience for you and gets to sit in awe of your pleasure. It's a really incredible moment, and chances are, once you experience this, you will want to create the same experience for your partner. And this, in turn, it all creates a great platform for more conversations around fantasies and around desires. Because you don't need to be in the exact same mindset. You don't need to be the exact same person when it comes to the things that make you excited. Because we're all different. We're all going to have different things that turn us on. And we're all going to have different things that we get excited or experience pleasure with. And we shouldn't expect our partner to match us exactly where we are with the things that we experience that way. And so, if you're not sure if role playing with someone or playing with costumes is something that you'd enjoy, consider that it may be something your partner desires, especially if this is something you've never talked about. There's a big chance that's something that they have thought about before. And trying new things with your partner, it introduces you to open up a whole new area of pleasure for you that you maybe have never considered before. And something to keep in mind with this whole conversation is that your partner may not know how to express their own desires or interests this way, right? Especially if this isn't something that you've included in your relationship before. So I want to take a second to just point out that it can be really helpful and powerful for you to be able to take an extra moment to consider what could be on their mind if they suggest going to a costume party and dressing up when that isn't something that you've done in previous Halloweens, right? Maybe take it as an opportunity to bring up a conversation around fun or playful costumes or things you think that you both would find attractive and use it as an opportunity to get a conversation started. And with all these opportunities to have some more fun and to get a bit more adventurous with your within your sex life with your partner, and take advantage of that bold energy that is we all have access to this time of year. I want to mention that while it's almost a great way to bypass the conversation around your desires or your fantasies entirely, it's also important to make sure that you still talk about it. Because how unfortunate would it be if you have this incredible experience where everything just flows? You put on a costume, you have a new experience, it feels incredible, but then you never talk about it. Within that experience, there's this gorgeous, wonderful opportunity to be able to bring talking about sex and talking about pleasure and fantasies and desires into your relationship in a normal way. So jump into the fantasy and have fun with it, but then take the opportunity to feel out how a conversation about that new sexual experience would go. And within the context of Halloween, even an intimidating conversation like talking about sexual desires can be so much more lighthearted and just easier to approach than it would be in a different context. Right? So while costumes and role playing may be a great invitation to dive into a whole new sexual experience with your partner, don't miss the opportunity to bring conversations around your sex life and your desires into your relationship as a consistent thing, as a consistent part of your connection. And I'm always talking about how figuring out how to talk about sex with your partner is one of the most important parts of establishing communication in your relationship, which of course is easier said than done. But ideally, you're striving to be comfortable with your partner while you're being vulnerable. And so it's all a part of this greater goal of establishing a successful relationship. And it may feel goofy to say, I'm going to take advantage of the fact that it's normal to put on costumes during Halloween. But the deeper part of this is it really is giving you permission to explore something that has been on your mind or that you've been curious about and you haven't figured out how to invite it into your life. And we should be able to laugh and be goofy around sex with our partner. We should be able to bring laughter and joy into that moment. It doesn't always have to be intense and serious. The times that you're able to laugh and to bring in that lighthearted feeling within the pleasure that you experience with your partner opens up so many doors as well. There's something that makes the vulnerability feel a little more approachable if you're able to bring it with laughter, with happiness. So this is one way that you can activate the daring, bold energy that we all have access to around Halloween. And it could be something that you can then continue throughout the rest of the year. Don't make it just a one-time thing. See what you can do to make these conversations normal and take that risk. And of course, there are so many parts of relationships that we're not talking about here. There are so many challenges in communication that can make this really hard. So this may not be the right approach for everybody. And I hope that you're able to work through that communication in the way that feels best for you, because communication within vulnerable moments is absolutely one of the most important parts of our relationships and should be prioritized 100%. So we're actually running out of time, and I'm going to check in the chat room one more time before we say goodbye and make sure that I've got all of you guys, which it looks like I have. And yeah, it looks like I got you all. Okay, good. Well, you guys, this has been my Halloween conversation for this show. And I just want to take a second to also point out that we're going to be having some Halloween sales on One Two Listen this week. And I'm putting up some starting today and going through Friday. I'm going to have a discounted Halloween rate time-based sessions as well as my email-based sessions. And For those of you who don't know about the other parts of One to Listen, if you click on any advisor's profile, you're able to see custom time-based sessions and email-based sessions for phone calls or for whatever custom email services that we offer. And I have daily readings available over email, as well as if you'd like to get a bundle of daily readings, and I'll send you a daily reading typed out for e each morning for a whole week for 7 days. But you can also get an email-based session for a personalized reading if you have a specific question, and if you want a voice recording of a reading where I will take about 10 minutes or so and I will answer that specific question. And it can be great to listen back because you'll keep the recording. You can have it for as long as you want, and you can listen back to it and take notes or however you want to process through the answers to your questions and the messages that came through for you. So keep an eye out for, I think a lot of us are doing different Halloween sales and but we also with the with Halloween coming up and with the new moon on Friday, we have a lot of discounted rate sales happening for the lowered minute rates in general on One to Listen. So keep an eye out for everything going on over there. And then also we have a lot of really fun special radio shows happening this week. So I think we have a couple different 2 hour specials and a lot of fun, exciting things happening over the next couple of days. So it's a wonderful time to be a part of the One Two family. And I'm so happy to have you all here with me. And until then, you will find me at One Two Listen. I really try to be online every day for as long as I can. And otherwise, you will see me next Monday at noon Pacific time for the next episode of Life Journeys with Serena. Okay, you guys, thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful rest of your week and enjoy the rest of your Monday. Thanks, everybody. Sending love to you all. Thank you.